Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya. Hope you're alright. It's just me this week. And it's nearly home time on Tuesday. What a start. Riverside. And I got a feeling. How are you today? Well, I don't mean to gross you out, but do you ever get an unplanned sneeze where you don't actually feel it coming at all? Normally with a sneeze you can feel it and you're like, but occasionally I get one which is like a where it just comes out of nowhere. I was at the gym earlier and there's like a little cafe bit, as often they have, where you can get some nice food next door after you finish your workout. And they had these salads on display, these big bowls of salads at the counter where you pay, and I just went without warning straight into the noodle salad earlier. So if you're at any gyms in London this afternoon and they do have any salads on display, go for the bean one or the green leaf one. Don't touch the noodle one because I'm not sure they changed it. Right, we've got another little game coming up just after 4:30, which I think you will like, involving a couple that are going out together. And, oh, what's occurring at 5:20? It's Patrick's second day because he won yesterday against Zane Lowe.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Phil's been on saying, where is Bekalar this week? I miss her. She's just at home watching box sets. That was Kasabian and Vlad the Impaler. It's got a holiday, isn't it? Marina and the Diamonds coming up, and a bit of Rihanna and Chucky. Hello?
Hey, it's Chris. I've got a sneezing story.
Yeah, it's bad when the unexpected ones just happen into a noodle salad. Where are you today, Chris?
I'm at home in Larne in Northern Ireland.
Okay, go on then.
Well, I was at a job interview for a park attendant. And things were running pretty smoothly, to be honest. It was just...
You thought, this is in the bag, I've got this.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, this monster of a sneeze. Like, it truly was something to be proud of. It was, like, a proper projectile.
I'm getting loads of texts now from people going, no, you always know we're going to sneeze. You don't, not on this occasion. I would not have sneezed into the salad, that's gross. But I just didn't feel it coming. Was this the same with you?
Yeah, totally.
So what happened?
Well, nobody knew what to say, and we just, like, stopped dead. And the guy just said to me, would you like a tissue? And I was like, oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Right. So this is the guy that's interviewing, and you just sneeze on him?
Yeah, I run to the ground just to swallow me up. I felt horrible.
And obviously you didn't get that job?
No, I didn't get the job.
Good. Was it, like, on his body, in his face? What was it?
It was on his face. Oh. I was sitting literally about 2 foot away from him.
You were never going to get that.
No, not
but you
at
back
all.
Me up. They just can come out of nowhere sometimes.
They can, yeah, totally.
Right. Good. All right, love you.
Love you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello.
Hello, who's this, please?
This is Liam.
Liam, where are you today?
I'm actually on the way back from Cardiff. I'm sat by the side of the road.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
How can I help?
I'm just calling because Marina Diamonds has just been on, and every time you play it, I keep meaning to text you and tell you that I work with her mum.
You work with Marina off of Marina and the Diamonds' mum?
Yes.
What's her name?
Esther.
Esther Diamond?
Yes.
Really?
Esther. It's Diamontes, I think. Is the actual name, which is where the Marina and the Diamonds comes from.
Esther Diamontes.
Yes.
And where do you work with her, please?
It's Accident and Emergency, which is in a hospital in Abergavenny in South Wales.
Lush. And does she talk about it all the time, that Marina's her daughter?
Not in a boasty way, but in a kind of proud way.
Ah, bless.
Yeah,
so every time you hear that track, you're like, yeah, I need to text Mills and tell him my claim to fame.
Yeah, but I'm usually driving, and it's always quite a treacherous idea, so I pulled over this time.
Oh, can you say... Well, say hello to Marina's mum for me, please.
I will.
And also, can you pass on a message to Marina via her mum?
Okay.
From Robin Darby, who says he really is fancy her quite a lot these days.
Right.
Wasn't sure at all at first, but he's seen her more now. He really, really likes her, all
right? Right, would that be a bit weird to do through her mum, or do you think that'd be okay?
It's absolutely fine.
Right, okay,
absolutely fine. Let me know what Marina says, please.
I will, okay then.
Love you, Liam.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Hey, Rosie in Cambridge. She says, last week I was undecided whether or not to watch Glee, but your general enthusiasm for the show drove me to watch it. And now, after only three episodes, the third one being last night, I am a self-confessed Gleek. So thank you. I recommend the show to everyone listening. Well, I wish I could, Rosie. This is something that you don't want to get me started on today. Somebody, I don't know who, but I will find out. I'll track them down. Unplugged the power cable from my thing that I was recording it on last night. So when I go into the planner thing, it says Glee failed. Well, it's never good when it says fail. So I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the third one. Like I said, I'll find out who it is. If you are interested in having a little Glee moment, we'll play one of the songs from last night. Apparently that was in it. I don't know. I didn't see it. Should I keep on going about this or not? So, yeah, we'll have a Glee moment before five. And it, also in the next half hour, it's the return of our old game, the plastic surgery game. I love doing this. How well do you know your partner, do you think? Do you know which bit of nip tuck they would have? What plastic surgery, if they had to have one, would they do? What would they choose to have done? We'll speak to a couple called Chaz and Claire in the next 10 minutes and see how well they know each other. It's really not good when you get it wrong.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Right, we're about to play the plastic surgery game. It never ends well, this. Tulip, hello?
Hello. This is dangerous.
It's really dangerous.
Mm.
Right, OK, let's play it together now. If I could have any plastic surgery done, what would I have done? Anything at all. I've got to have one piece of surgery done. What would it be?
Nose, rhinoplasty. That's the most...
What's wrong with my nose?
I'll say that because it's the most popular amongst men. That's what they have done, if anything. But
how
your nose is
very
perfect.
Dare you?
You've got a nice button nose. There you go.
Good. OK, well, that's really kind of killed the conversation,
well,
hasn't it?
I'm not going to ask you the same question.
Oh, why not? I wanted
no,
to tell you.
Well, no one needs to know the answer to that.
Radio 1 Podcast.
And now, let's do the plastic surgery game. Speak to Chaz. Hiya, Chaz.
Hello.
You're right.
Yeah, good, thank you.
I'm good, thank you. So, you've got a girlfriend, haven't you?
I do, yes.
What's her name?
Claire.
Claire. How long have you been seeing Claire for?
19 months.
Oh, do you know the exact date and everything?
I think it's the 5th of the month. I can't remember which one, whatever 19 months was ago.
So you don't remember, really?
No.
It's fine, though. Do you know Claire quite well?
I'd say fairly well.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. I probably should.
Well, we're about to find out, Chaz.
Let's give it a go.
In our game, the plastic surgery game. Woo!
Woo!
Are you ready to play, Chaz?
I am. I'm ready.
Okay. It's always the same question on this game.
Okay.
If Claire had to have one go at cosmetic surgery, what would she choose? She can have anything done, but she has to have something done. What do you think Claire would choose to change?
I'd go for lips.
You're saying her lips?
Yeah.
What's wrong with them?
Nothing particularly. Nothing wrong with them. Just
why do you think she'd say lips?
Oh, I don't know, really. I don't, there's nothing really wrong with them. I'd just say she maybe want them a little bit fuller, a little bit more pout, so she can pout a little bit more.
Are they a bit thin?
Maybe a little, yeah.
Right. Does that put you off?
Nah, not really, no. No, I wouldn't say put me off. Perhaps now and then.
Are they hard to kiss?
Not really, because I've got quite thin lips as well, so it works well.
Oh, so you're a thin-lipped couple?
I'm a thin-lipped couple, we are, yeah.
But then if she has hers done, you're going to look, like, really thin.
I might have to get mine done as well, then.
All right, so you're saying her lips.
I am, yeah, that's the one.
Hiya, Claire.
Hello.
Now, you know Chaz, don't you?
Yes, quite well.
He's your boyfriend of 19 months.
Yes, I believe.
Now, if he had to have one bit of plastic surgery done, right, what do you think he would choose?
Oh.
He's got to have one piece done.
Okay, I think he'd have calf implants.
What's wrong with his calves?
I don't know, but you know what men are like with their muscles.
What, so he'd had, like, massive calves, like a cow?
Not, like, huge calves.
Do they have big calves?
But slightly bigger. It makes no difference to me. I don't know, it may just make him happy, so...
I got that wrong. They give birth to calves, don't they? They don't have big calves.
No.
That's I got that wrong about cows, then.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a bit slow.
No, I'm slower. So, yeah, he'd get massive, big old calves.
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out how well you know each other.
Woo!
So, Claire, we asked Chaz that very same question, all right?
Okay.
If you could have any surgery done, what would you have done?
A smaller backside.
A smaller bum?
Yes.
What, a bit of lipo?
Yeah, actually, no, I changed that, my tummy.
Okay,
definitely.
So we've
lipo
gone from...
on the tummy.
So not your bum now, we're having liposuction on your tummy just to suck some fat out.
Yeah.
And Chaz, what did you say about Claire?
I said lips.
Oh, no.
He said you should get new lips because they're too thin.
Oh, does he? I'm quite happy with my lips, actually.
Well,
that's not the only part I am happy with.
Oh.
Thanks.
That's all right.
Right, so this isn't going so well at the moment.
No.
But I reckon we can bring this back now.
I hope so.
Yeah, we can. It's fine.
Yeah, me too.
So, Chaz, if you could have any surgery done, what would you have done yourself?
Oh, no.
I'd go for nose.
You'd get a new nose?
Well, maybe not a whole new one, but maybe just, you know, get it shrunk a little bit.
That was okay. My second guess.
Claire, what did you say?
I said calf implants.
She thinks your calves are way too small.
She's probably right, to be honest.
She wants big meaty ones and she's got those thin spindly ones that you've got.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to say nose. I'm so annoyed.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Well, you don't like his nose either, no?
No, I do. But I should have thought of that. But then, you know, he could be quite happy with it. So, I don't know. I'm happy with your nose, Chaz.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, God. Sorry, no one's upset about this, are they? Everything's fine?
No. Still smiling.
You don't know each other at all after 19 months.
I know, what can I say?
Thanks for playing the plastic surgery game.
Thank you.
I think that went rather well.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, so I suggest that you try that plastic surgery game at home tonight, maybe with your girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, partner, whatever. You write down yours, what you'd have done, on a piece of paper, get your partner to do the same, and then just swap over the bits of paper. It's good to know what people think. So try that tonight. It's a fun game to play at home. We can't just play it on the radio. You can do it in the comfort of your own home this evening. For instance, Tulip thinks I should have a nose job. I didn't know that before today.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Somebody in our office, I can't say who because I'm not sure, well, I know the owner hasn't been informed as of yet. She has been hamster sitting for a friend of hers while her friend is away on holiday. And last night it happened. The hamster is not with us anymore. And there's that awful thing of responsibility, even though our person in the office upstairs knows it was nothing to do with her. But what do you do in this situation? Your friend's away on holiday. Do you own up and say, "Oh, sorry, I don't really know what happened there"? Because that is the excuse that's used most often here at Radio 1. If anything happens here that's bad, if people just go, "Don't know what happened there, Scott. Don't know." So do you do that, or do you go out, which I think is what I would do, and carefully select a similar-looking hamster? Wanda doesn't speak. Are we allowed to actually do... Does she know that we're saying this on the air now? She doesn't. Brilliant. Okay, good. Well, let's not say her name then. And also, if they do notice that it's a different hamster when you've said that it's the same one, or you haven't said anything, then that's an even worse conversation than the one where you owned up, isn't it? Obviously, I'd like to say it wasn't her fault. She didn't kill it or anything. It was natural causes. Hamsters just suddenly die. Sometimes they do. It's happened to me. It's happened to a lot of people. But our friend upstairs was Googling hamster resuscitation techniques until about midnight last night, but couldn't save him. I don't know, did she do CPR on the hamster? Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. But not even with the internet full, brimming in fact, of hamster techniques to resuscitate them. Couldn't be done. It's like when you get given the school rabbit, the rabbit that belongs to the school, then it dies of natural causes. Everyone's like, you killed the rabbit! No, it was 57 years of age. They die all the time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know what this is. Well, I know this isn't official advice, but this happened to somebody else, and what they did was just put it on a warm radiator, the hamster, for a while, and that brought it back to life. Worked for mine when I thought it was dead. That's from Laura Jane. Also, Liz has been on, saying it might not be dead at all, because they just hibernate sometimes, hamsters, and they look like they're dead, very much so. And then, like, it just came alive in her hands one day. She's like, oh, my poor hamster's dead. And then suddenly it was like, hello, I'm alive. And then, hey, my hamster's not dead anymore. And like I said, none of that is official advice, but maybe before she puts it in... Do you put them in the bin?
I think you can put hamster in the bin.
Maybe before our friend upstairs does that, she should check just to see if it is still alive and maybe to have a little sleep. Hi, Greg James.
Hello.
Thanks for hanging around to play Oh, What's Occurring?
Not a problem.
Were you going to be here still at 5:20 tonight? Or
I was going to leave about 5.
All right, but I appreciate it. Zane had a right strop yesterday. Don't think he'll play it ever again now. We've got Patrick on day 2. He's having a nice trip away to Manchester today.
Oh,
lives
nice.
In Leeds, but he's going for a nice day trip to Manchester. We'll speak to him in a minute. He's on day 2, and it's winner stays on.
So if I win, I stay on? So I have to come back tomorrow?
Yeah.
Right.
Did they not tell you that before?
Well, no.
All right, good. All right, well, let's see what happens after Girls Can't Catch.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
And now with Radio 1's Greg James and Patrick on day 2, it's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hi, Patrick.
You all right, Scott?
You all right? What's going on today?
Not much, just with my boys Will and Joe on the way to Manchester. Give us a cheer.
What's happening in Manchester tonight, then?
It's the United City derby, so, you know.
Help.
It's football, Scott, you wouldn't understand.
All right, good. Yeah. Well, have a good night. Have some beers, mate.
Yeah, planning to, yeah. Sober as of yet, so, you know.
Who are you supporting, please?
United, the Reds.
The Reds, yeah. Okay. Have you found out any more about you being babysat by Carol Vorderman?
Well, I did some research, and I've been told one anecdote, which, if you'd like to hear it, then.
Well, we would, actually. Would you like to hear it, Greg?
I'd love to. Hello, Patrick.
Yeah, Greg, how's it going?
Yeah, good.
Go on, then.
Right, well, my parents and Carol and all their mates used to drink in this pub in Leeds in Chapel Outland, and they had a quiz team, and not surprisingly, it was a pretty good quiz team.
Right, can I just say, can we interrupt this? It's 5:22. Is this a clean anecdote between your parents and Carol?
It totally is.
Okay, good. Just needed to check that.
Yeah, so... And one of the lads, and yeah, it is clean, I'll utter that now. It was his stag do, and my dad was organising it, and this lad was mad on cars, you know, like flash sports cars, that sort of thing. And my dad thought it'd be a good idea to have him picked up in a clapped-out old three-wheeled Del Boy-style banger. But, you know, when you're in a pub on a Saturday afternoon, it's quite hard to just summon one up out of the blue. So they rang Carol, who was on the radio in Leeds at the time, and asked her to do a shout-out to anyone in the area that might, you know, be in possession of one of these. And they rang her up, and she was very nice about it, as helpful as she is. And she did it, and half an hour later, this car turned up to the pub they were at. My dad said it is the worst car he'd ever seen. So... My dad's mate got picked up for his stag do in a clapped-out three-wheel Del Boy banger and had to follow the coach load of his mates all the way down the motorway to Weatherby Races with them making rude gestures at him, I presume, out the window.
And that's all thanks to Carol Vorderman off Countdown, back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And was she on the local station at the time, was she?
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
Right, so you've got your mates with you to help you out today, which is not really fair because Greg's on his own, but let's do the situation that is first on today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
Are you aware of Gordon Ramsay, Patrick?
I am, yeah.
He was on Chris Moore's show yesterday. Nice man. Now, he's got about 6 or 7 million TV shows on all at the same time at the moment, or it feels like one finishes and then the other one starts, like, the next day. He's also got loads of books out. As you may be aware, he does have a show on TV called The F Word. But how many F words do you think Gordon knows? These are nice ones, not rude ones.
Right.
We gave Gordon Ramsay 60 seconds to name as many F words as he could. How many did he get? Greg?
20.
Hang on. Patrick, then. Go.
We've just conferred. We're going to go with 20.
Patrick is saying 20. Greg James.
I'm going to say 21.
Ooh, tactical.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Gordon Ramsay and his nice F words.
Right, Ferrari, fructose, this is a form of sugar, fry, fraction, farm. Fryer. Oh, this is so difficult. Come on. F. Yeah. Finland. Finnish. Filo pastry. Come on. Ford, as in Ford motor car. Ford, as in a little water bypass. Frog. French. French kiss. French baguette. Come on. Fan. Fart. Oh, so difficult.
Is it, though? Well, there are lots of words beginning with F.
He didn't even say food.
I know, there was no food in there at all. Also, if you were timing that, because some people do, you will know that it wasn't exactly 60 seconds there, because we did have to cut him down a little bit because two of the ones that he used were very rude and we had to chop them out.
Right.
Fructose was a good one, I like that. So there were 14 in there, which means that Patrick gets the point. Getting indeed.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, this is a good one. Do you watch Coronation Street, Greg?
Not often. Actually, never.
What about you, Patrick?
Yeah, not religiously, but catch it occasionally.
If it's on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the double bill last night?
I didn't, no.
Oh, my, it was sad.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
I didn't even see it.
Like I said, Greg, it was just on. Yeah, I wasn't following it closely, but it's all over between... Oh, no, plot spoiler, sorry. Turn off your radio now if you don't
want
to know
what's
happened between Tyrone and Molly. Oh. Yeah, it's all over. It's off. Sorry if you've recorded that. She's left him. The thing is, Tyrone wasn't quite sure what was going on during the two episodes that were on last night of Coronation Street. The question to you people, how many times did Molly have to tell him she was leaving him before Tyrone finally got it? Greg.
He's quite a stupid character, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 12.
12. What do you think, Patrick?
I'd go 11.
Right. Patrick's saying 11.
Okay.
Ooh. Let's find out.
Ow!
Here's Molly telling Tyrone it's all over on Coronation Street. Took him a while to finally get it, though.
Only sometimes you treat me like you don't want to be married to me. And also...
You're right.
Am I?
Treat you badly because I don't want to be married to you anymore.
Oh, I don't understand.
It's over.
What?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. I'm leaving you.
I don't understand what's happening here.
I don't love you anymore and our marriage is over.
How? I don't get it.
It's over. You need to accept it.
We're all right.
I'm leaving you.
What's that supposed to mean?
There is no us anymore. You need to accept that.
What? I'll go on a diet.
No! You can get as fat as you like. I don't care.
Oh, come on.
What do I have to say to make you believe me? I'm leaving you.
We're doing good.
I'm leaving you now. Don't you get it?
Well, if you felt like that, then why didn't you say something before?
I'm sorry. It's over.
She's left me.
12!
Yes! Yes!
Go on, Greg!
Finally got it at the end. She's left me. She's left me.
Oh!
I don't get what you're saying to me.
What?
I don't get what you're saying.
Oh, well, okay. One all. Patrick, do you have any predictions for this year? What's going to happen in 2010? What do you predict?
Well, yeah, I think England are going to win the World Cup. That's just the vibe in the car at the moment. That'd be my prediction.
What about you, Greg? Any hot tips? Things that are going to happen?
I think England might not win the World Cup.
All right.
Yeah.
There's no need to be tactical before, Andy.
Tactical all the way through.
I thought that was part of the game. Yeah. Sorry.
Now, we went on to Stupid Street and we asked them their predictions for the new year. I will give you a point for any of their answers that you get correct. Predictions for 2010 from Stupid Street. Have a guess. Greg?
Katie and Peter get together. Get back together.
This is what will be big in 2010.
Okay. I'm going to say there'll be something about Katie Price and Peter.
Katie Price, okay.
Yeah. Do you want another one?
Yeah, go on.
I think there'll be another X Factor kind of Facebook number one thing at Christmas with another song.
All right.
And that'll do.
That'll do for now. What do you think, Patrick? What's going to be big in 2010 from Stupid Street?
I think, I don't know, something to do with Simon Cowell taking over the world, something like that.
Simon Cowell finally takes over the world.
That's a small little thing like that.
That's good, yeah. And anything else?
The Queen gets Twitter. I really don't know. I haven't really thought this through.
Oh, that would be great.
The Queen gets Twitter.
she might do, purely because of this show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's find out. So what will be big in 2010? Predictions from the people of Stupid Street.
What do you think is going to be big in 2010?
Leather underwear.
Leather underwear?
Yeah, everything that has to do with leather.
So leather bra, leather knickers, yes, leather boxers.
Yeah.
Do you think that you might get a bit sweaty?
No, I'm used to wearing stuff like that.
Great. What do you think is going to be big in 2010?
Nerds. I think they've been repressed for too long. I think we're going to be the new hotties.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you think is going to be big in 2010?
Zips.
Zips are going to be big in 2010, yeah?
Like clothes with zips on them.
Anything with zips on it? Just clothing?
Clothing, yeah, and shoes.
Not like wallpaper with zips on it?
Or that could happen.
So what do you think is going to be big in 2010?
Monkeys.
Lattes will be big.
In 2010, I think the Slankit is going to be huge.
What do you think is going to be big in 2010?
Me.
You are quite short, aren't you?
Yes, very short.
So are you going to be doing lots of growing this year?
Eating all my vegetables.
So what do you think is going to be big in 2010?
Cheers.
Okay, right. Thank you. What do you think is going to be big in 2010?
Bangkok.
Why do you think that?
Because it's a great country, a great place to be. Definitely, yeah. Everyone's going to go there.
Okay. Have you been there yourself?
Not yet, no. But maybe this year I'll go.
Off you go.
Oh, my God.
That's a great country, Bangkok.
Bangkok. It's a great country, a great place to be. Yeah. Everyone's going to go there.
Have you been there yourself?
No.
It's one of my favourite countries as well.
Yeah. Brilliant. It's a really good country, really nice.
By the way, the Slankit was so last year.
Is it? Do you think?
I've got one. I've been wearing one for a year now.
Oh, OK. So that's not going to happen. this guy as well.
So what do you think is going to be big in 2010?
Chairs.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Is he saying chairs? Because chairs probably will be still quite big in 2010 because you have to sit on them.
Maybe it's the TV series Cheers.
Listen again.
Cheers.
That was big how long ago? What, the 80s?
Well, it might come back.
Cheers.
Isn't it still on, like, that Comedy Central channel?
Don't Stop Believing by Journey's comeback.
That's
true. In the form of Glee, so why not?
Cheers or Cheers?
Cheers.
They could both happen. None of your answers were in there, so what happens now?
I'm quite happy that my answers aren't in there. Zips.
Zips. Okay, good. So it's one all.
Do I have to come back tomorrow?
Right, do you want to?
I might as well.
Okay.
For a rematch. Yep, so that, Patrick?
You both come back tomorrow for a rematch, is that all right?
Yeah, that's all right.
No, you don't sound convinced, Patrick. Say it again. Are you sure you want to come back tomorrow with Greg?
I am sure that I want to come back tomorrow with Greg.
That is brilliant, yes, we've got it. All right, we will speak to you tomorrow then, same time.
So, right, in the last 20 minutes, we've got nowhere.
Not really, no, but it was fun listening to...
We've had fun, yeah.
All right, I'll see you, speak to you tomorrow then.
Yeah.
Hope you win tonight.
Yeah, cheers.
Okay, bye.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Which team was he supporting again?
United.
Right. Anyway, good luck with that tonight.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, this is Radio 1, and that was The Lovely Hot Chip and One Life Stand. Now, we were sat around in the office talking about Hot Chip the other day. It often happens at Radio 1. We just sit down and we swap anecdotes about the band Hot Chip. And this came up in conversation. I just want to know what you think about this. Do you think that Hot Chip get the chicks? Because if you're in a band, it doesn't really matter what you... I have to be really careful here. If you're in a band, you can get chicks whatever, is what I'm saying. For instance, if you look like Mick Jagger off of Kesha, still fine. Not the most conventionally looking, good-looking bloke in the world, but you're in a band, so you get them. So I'm just wondering, do Hot Chip get a lot of ladies? If you've ever had any of Hot Chip backstage at a gig or something, if you could let me know on 81199, because I'm sure they seem to be lovely boys. They just don't seem to be groupie types to me. It's not really a JLS situation, is it? For instance, I heard that Aston gets offered it on average 5 times a day. I don't think that would maybe doesn't happen to the Chip as often. Just putting it out there. It's just one of the many Hot Chip conversations we have on a daily basis here at Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.